Mini Shopaholic by Sophie Kinsella. Chapter 1. Okay, don't panic. I'm in charge. I, Rebecca Brandon, am the adult, not my 2-year-old daughter. Only I'm not sure she realises this. Minnie, darling, give me the pony. I try to sound calm and assured, like Nanny Sue off the telly. Pony! Minnie grips the toy pony more tightly. No pony. Mine! She cries hysterically. Mine pony! Oh, I'm holding about a million shopping bags. My face is sweating and I could really do without this. It was all going so well. I've been round the whole shopping mall and brought all the last little things on my Christmas list. Minnie and I were heading towards Santa's grotto, and I only stopped for a moment to look at a doll's house, whereupon Minnie grabbed a pony off the display and refused to put it back. And now I'm in the middle of Ponygate. A mother in J-brand skinny jeans with an impeccably dressed daughter walks past, giving me the mummy once-over, and I flinch. Since I've had Minnie, I've learned the mummy once-over is even more savage than the Manhattan once-over. In the mummy once-over, they don't just assess the price of your clothes to the nearest penny in one sweeping glance. Oh no, they also take in your child's clothes, pram brand, nappy bag, snack choice, and whether your child is smiling, snotty, or screaming. Which I know is a lot to take in a 1-second glance, but believe me, mothers are multitaskers. Minnie definitely scores top marks for her outfit. Dress, one-off Danny Kovitz, coat, Rachel Riley, shoes, baby Dior, and I've got her safely strapped into her toddler reins, Billamberg leather, really cool, they were in vogue. But instead of smiling angelically like the little girl in the photo shoot, she's straining against them like a bull waiting to dash into the ring. Her eyebrows are knitted in fury, her cheeks are bright pink, and she's drawing breath to shriek again.